It's the heart of the tourist season, but for one tiny Alaska community, it's not happening again. Eagle, the gold rush city on the Alaska-Canada border, is in its second summer of a tourism drought. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Yukon River community of Eagle only has about 100 residents, but it's been a popular stopover for thousands of Holland America cruise passengers who come to share its historic charm. That wasn't until last summer when heavy rains caused slides and washouts that closed sections of the only road into town, the Taylor Highway. It reopened last fall, but Linda Houston, director of Alaska Yukon Land Excursions for Holland America, says the company has held off on coming back.
Safety trumps everything in our business, so and our guests have been very understanding. Certainly in 2012, we have marketed and planned to go back to the Eagle Run. So our hope is to return to business as usual when it's safe to do so.
Holland America also isn't running its catamaran tour boat, the Yukon Queen, to Eagle. The combination means the loss of up to 200 visitors a day. Eagle Historical Society Museum Director Donna Westfall says Holland America was the primary conduit for visitors.
They would bring people on the boat and people on the buses, and then they would switch places when they got to town. And while they were in Eagle, they would take tours and spend money at the gift shop and at the local little mall here with the ladies who did crafts. And so it was a pretty good arrangement.
Westfall says the loss has devastated museum income, eliminated tour guide jobs for local teens, and hurt vendors of provisions and fuel. Betty Borg with the Eagle Crafts Mall says Holland America's pullout has shut down the small operation.
There are three or four of us that sat up across the street from the museum, and we sell jewelry and knitted items. So without the buses and the boat coming in, we basically have no sales.
Longtime local silver and goldsmiths Ron and Mary Morris used to derive three-quarters of their income from selling handmade jewelry to tourists. Mary Morris says business has dried up.
I can relate to a lot of the people I hear about. In the rest of the country, we feel virtually unemployed. We continue to make stuff, but we have very few customers coming in.
The Morrises and other tourism-dependent Eagle residents are hoping Holland America comes back. The company's Houston says she understands the impact of their absence.
We know that we have a fairly important role in that community, so it's disappointing to not be there for a number of reasons, but certainly for the community.
Houston says that could be later this summer or next year, depending on the Taylor Highway, where there were additional slides and washouts earlier this summer, and the state has worked to keep the road open. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.